Joe, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well. And I heard an interview that Chris Myers did with Jay Cutler yesterday, and Jay talking about, you know, what he has been doing in the off season. Obviously, you know, we got the story about him having type 1 diabetes. He's talking about learning to live with and play football with that. But he seems pretty optimistic about the upcoming season with the Broncos.
I think he does. In fact, I caught an interview that he did, not only the one with Chris Myers, I caught one that he did with Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show that airs on your fine station. And Jay got into a pretty serious conversation about this being year three. This is a year where things should really begin to come together. You know, he feels like his explanation was, you know, in year one, you're sort of still learning the offense. You're learning the system, and you go through a whole year of adjustment that way. Year two, you pretty much know the offense, but now you're learning more about how to read opposing defenses and what to look for and what teams do defensively, since you've been through now the second time through many of the teams in the league. He said year three is the year where you really should be able to start to put all that together. So he kind of put a little bit of pressure on himself, I believe, but I guess he was asked in the context of being in that great class of quarterbacks that came out, you know, when you could start to sort of evaluate all these quarterbacks, and he thought this was the year that you could start to do that. So, you know, hopefully he'll have a good year and come together. He feels like, I believe, they've got a few more weapons offensively coming in this year than they had last year, so I think he's got a little more confidence in that regard.
Another interesting element to that was talking about Aaron Rodgers and following up Brett Favre, and they were asking Jay Cutler about always playing in the shadow of John Elway. Now, he's not the first guy after Elway, but that's still there for him, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that they're looking for the next Elway. And anytime there's a draft pick, you know, that's a quarterback, they're going to be compared to Elway in Denver. I think Jay's response, I think, was accurate, too. The big difference is he didn't directly follow Elway. You know, there was a little bit of time in between. It's not like Aaron Rodgers sitting there standing on the sidelines waiting for the coach to put him in. So it's probably not as awkward in that regard. But Jay acknowledges it absolutely, you know, that he knows that anybody that plays that position with the Broncos is going to be compared to number seven.
But he's the type of guy that we always know that he's just – things like that doesn't affect him, even with this illness. And I mean, he's a guy that has like just that easygoing, that mindset that you need to play or to be in a pressure position in anything he does in life. He's just gonna. That's a great mindset to have, but you don't want to let it affect. You know, have too. You know, too much of that mindset. If you know what I'm saying, Jeff.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's important to be aware, you know, when you're going into a situation, and because, you know, that pressure could really wear you down. But, again, not to pay a whole lot of attention to it, but I think you have to acknowledge it and understand it's there. And so I think he's done a great job with it and seems to be very confident. They seem to be very confident in him. You know, I know Mike Shanahan's very high on Jay and always has been. So I think that's a big factor, too, that the organization really put a lot of confidence in him right off the bat, and I think that made a big difference.
Joe, what else is going on West End?
Well, you know, we don't talk much about some of the other sports, but one of the great things to be able to do in your sport is compete for your country, and there is actually a Team USA, U.S. Junior Team USA bowling team that is being put together now, the tournament being held in Detroit, and a couple of Vanderbilt bowlers are in contention to make that team. Josie Ernest tops among them. She's in third place currently in all the qualifying to try to make one of the four spots on the team. So good luck to them as they continue to try to make it. And as of course, Mike Minor pitching for Team USA in baseball for the second year. So nice to have folks contending on USA teams.
Joe, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Joe.
See you on Monday.
See you on Monday, not tomorrow.
We can talk tomorrow if you want.
You can call tomorrow if you want to.
Get somebody to answer, would you?
All right, we'll do it.
Thanks.